Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. House Democrats are filing articles of impeachment against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison says her ICE agents killed an unarmed citizen and mother of three in her car in Minneapolis.
Before Renee Good had even been identified or an investigation had begun, Kristi Noem launched a politicized smear campaign calling her a domestic terrorist.
Morrison also ripped Noem for blocking her and Representatives Angie Craig and Ilhan Omar from the Whipple Federal Building. A DHS spokesperson said, quote, Minnesota's sanctuary politicians have chosen to side with criminal illegal aliens and ignore their American victims. A new survey finds 80% of voters saw the video of last week's fatal ICE shooting in Minneapolis. Quinnipiac University asked over 1,000 registered voters their thoughts on the shooting. 53% of respondents believe the shooting wasn't justified. 35% believe it was, and 12% don't know. Six prosecutors have suddenly stepped down from Minnesota U.S. Attorney's Office, citing frustration over the Justice Department's response to the fatal shooting of Renee Good. Hamline University political professor David Schultz believes part of the attorney's decision stems from the Department of Justice's pressure to investigate the widow of Good. Schultz believes these attorneys are fulfilling their ethical and legal obligations. Among those resigning is Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson. Governor Tim Walz is set to speak today in St. Paul about the potential impact of federal funding cuts on Minnesota. Walz says proposed reductions could hit programs like SNAP and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid-funded services, affecting seniors, children, home care workers, and families across the state. The governor plans to outline what these cuts could mean for Minnesota's safety net. Attorney General Keith Ellison announced felony charges against Mohammed Amarakzad for defrauding Minnesota's Medicaid program of more than $3 million through his agency, Guardian Home Health Services. From 2020 to 2024, Amarakzad allegedly billed for home care services that were never provided or were ineligible for reimbursement. Grayson, one of Ely's most beloved ambassador wolves, has died at the age of 9. A longtime resident of the International Wolf Center, Grayson captured hearts worldwide, whether visitors saw him in person or watched him and his five pack mates on the center's live video feed. Staff say Grayson appeared to be in good health, making his sudden passing even more unexpected. The cause of death remains unknown. The shorthanded Timberwolves routed the Bucks 139-106 last night in Milwaukee. Anthony Edwards was out with a sore right foot, and Rudy Gobert served a one-game suspension for picking up his sixth flagrant foul against the Spurs. Julius Randle led Minnesota with 29 points, Bones Highland scored 23, Nas Reed had 19, and Jaden McDaniels added 17. The 27-14 Wolves are at Houston on Friday night. A devastating fire in rural Clay County has claimed a life and destroyed a home, leaving a family in mourning. Now, a GoFundMe campaign is working to help them rebuild. The fire broke out last Friday, tragically taking the life of 57-year-old Darren Waller. This is MNN.